Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. This is Conspiracy Central Radio. Today's date is July 30th, 2008. My name is Mike. On the Conspiracy Central site, I'm also known as Control, and I will be your host for as long as it takes to do this rant. I partook in a couple Alex Jones. One was his radio show from the 29th, which just happened to have been my birthday yesterday. Thank you all for wishing me happy birthday. And the other was, I finally got around to seeing Truth Rising today. And it left me, actually they both left me very, very angry. Recently, I might have the dates wrong here. I'm looking through my list of files. I believe it was the 14th of July, 2008, when Alex Jones had Jesse Ventura on. And I enjoyed that show, too. I used to listen to Alex quite a lot. And I'm not trying to attack him. I know a lot of people will come out and, oh, Alex doesn't discuss the Jews and all this shit. Whether he does or doesn't is irrelevant. Alex Jones does discuss a lot of stuff that I do learn from that I wouldn't have known otherwise. And for me to you, Alex, I do appreciate you for that. I am not out to attack you. But the one thing that did strike me about your show from the 14th was in it, you said that for a long time you'd been painting a bad picture of police officers, and you feared that that was driving them deeper into their goon mentality. And probably rightfully so. I'm sure that likely would. I mean, there is no more herdthink than a police officer. They're the ultimate sheeple. They're in a different flock of sheep. Well, I guess flock is birds. A herd of sheep, whatever. I guess it would be flock. I don't know. They're in a different field. We're in ours. You know, like, they have their sheep, we have ours. And I can see how attacking them will always, or can, drive them deeper into their mindset that, you know, the general populace is bad. And I really do, from the bottom of my heart, understand why you said that. And if you ever care to download the Conspiracy Central Radio show that I did about police brutality, I kind of said the same thing. As you, that we have to reach them another way other than beating them over the head with a New World Order stick. So I'm not in complete disagreement with you, Alex, but in that show, you know, you're kind of going light on them. And then I listened to yesterday's show from July 29th, 2008, and it was about those cops who, in all probability, threw that kid off the bridge. I just got off work today, and the first thing I did was look up that YouTube video of the cop charging the bicyclist in the monthly riding of critical mass. And I have to ask myself, like, when does it end? When does it end? You know, I'm going to draw an analogy here. There are good cops and bad cops. There are people who are guilty behind bars, you know, true violent criminal offenders who are on death row. And then there are the innocent on death row. There's a difference, though. You know, I live in Canada, and I've kind of been brought up under the system of not having capital punishment. And for some scum like we have in like Canadian mass murder history, like Clifford Olson and stuff, if they're self-confessed and they don't deny it, or that Robert Picton guy where the evidence is just so overwhelming, kill him. Done with it. Kill him. You know, and of course there are always the innocent languishing behind bars. I myself have had bullshit charges trumped up against me. They just don't want you on the street for the night. If you're in Canada, the favorite thing to do just to fuck with you is they just charge you with public intoxication. They did that to me once. And I was taken up to, I think it's the third or fourth floor of the Calgary Police Station. And of course I get the phone book treatment, because the phone book doesn't leave any bruises. And it's got a lot of weight. They can fucking whack you right across the head with a phone book. And it won't even leave a bruise. It just, it spreads that, the force over such a wide area that it knocks you silly, but it just doesn't do much. Anyway, I get up to booking, and there's a cop on the side of the window, and it's the point where, you know, we're going to check all your belongings, evidence, please dump your pockets, and we'll stick them in a little plastic bag with your name on it. And I started demanding, I said, you know, this is bullshit, I haven't fucking done anything, I haven't been drinking, I demand to take a breathalyzer, said, I want to blow, and the cop's like, ha, 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 you're going to jail, you'll be blowing all right, instead of being some kind of fucking bullshit homosexual thing. Anyway, I had a leather cap on, a ball cap, and he ripped it off my head, and he smacked me across the face with it. I caught the metal button at the top of the cap right in the eye. Right on camera. And of course, you know, I mentioned that in court. Well, and I actually asked my lawyer to contact the Crown Prosecutor to have that subpoenaed in evidence. And it's always, oh, we can't find it. Oh, it was accidentally erased. Whatever, one of those bullshit stories. And, you know, so I wouldn't support, say, you know, capital punishment, because, yes, there are the innocent. And the innocent didn't choose to be there. But when it comes to police officers, there are good cops and bad cops. And the good ones still chose to serve with the bad ones. End of story. I guess long story short, what I'm trying to say is it's time to start fucking killing people. I don't know what the fuck your problem is, Alex. Maybe you're afraid of spending the rest of your life behind bars, languishing in jail, or, you know, habeas corpus is gone, so you won't get a lawyer, they'll stick you in Gitmo, call you a terrorist, hang you from the gallows. Alex, we're not going to win this war without casualties on our side. I had two grandfathers in World War II, but I'm sure you had grandfathers in World War II as well. We're about the same age. But some of the stories of personal heroism, you know, like, you got to get out of that foxhole. You know, the World War I term for it would have been going over the top, but World War II, I don't know what they call it, but it basically, you have to go over the top and drag Buddy back out of, you know, you got to drag him back 50 yards while getting shot at. We'll try to give you covering fire, but you got to get your fucking ass out there and risk your life to get our buddy back so the medics can do him some good. I don't see that in our movement. I don't. People fall, they talk about, oh, you know, boo-hoo, you know, rest in peace, you know, Mr. Russo, or whoever. And we can't keep just educating. It cannot be done. We will not win. We are not Gandhi. You are not Gandhi. I sure the fuck ain't. The only person in this movement that I think has his head screwed on straight is Mark Kornacki. I was listening to him on your show yesterday, July 29th, 2008, and he made the comment, he quoted Alexander Solzhenitsyn, I think I said that right. It's a quote I know well, I don't have it right here in front of me, but to sum it up, basically, if we had, you know, as we languished in the camps, you know, we burned knowing that if we had to just kick the fuck out of them while we had the chance, instead of cowering, they would have run out of cops so fucking fast that the whole system would have ground to a halt. Alex, my friend, now's the time for that. You can stand up and grow a fucking pair of balls. It does not take balls. I watched Tooth Rising tonight. It does not take fucking balls to stand yelling at fucking Geraldo Rivera through a fucking bullhorn in New York City. You want some balls? run up on the stage and fucking deck him. Punch him in the fucking head. Do him in. Give him that coma shot. One fucking punch. Do your 6 years in fucking jail. Mark was willing to do his. He did 7. But it's coming to that. It is coming to that. Like I said, this is not an attack against you, Alex. But this peaceable... You're the one... The only reason why I mention this is because you're the biggest name out there. And I like I said, I do like your info. I've enjoyed all your movies. I would love to meet you, sit down, have a beer or have a coffee, whatever you choose. I love it. I think you're a great guy. I really do. But I am free to disagree with you. And the time for peaceable means is over. You said on your show, just let me look it up here and just give me one sec, click, click with the mouse. I guess that would have been the 29th, or maybe it's a show from the 25th. Correct me if I'm wrong, but it was either the 29th of July or the 25th of July that you started quoting Winston Churchill about there's a time to fight when blah, 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 you might have a chance of winning, there's a time to fight when blah, 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 you know, it's a grim outlook, and there's a time to fight when you know you're going to lose, but you just got to do it because you want to go down fighting. That time has come, Alex. It has come. You made a big name for yourself. Why don't they kill me? You say, oh, because I made too big of a name for yourself. Well, I haven't made a name for myself. I'm just some little guy from an obscure website. You know, I mean, we have, you know, a few thousand members, but compared to, say, 911blogger.com or letsroll.com, we're fucking nobody. But I'll stick my name on the chopping block. My Canadian Anti-Terrorist Act is a virtual duplicate of your Patriot Act. Terrorism is defined loosely, very loosely, as, you know, doing anything that, you know, might incite the public through violence or harm to the public to try to change some kind of political outcome within government. Well, I guess that makes me a terrorist. I'm saying it publicly. In front of fucking all 6 million people, 6 billion on the earth, who want to download it from my BitTorrent tracker. I'm telling everyone, now, kill who you can. Is it the fucking anchor lady from local TV radio because she lies? Some of the insignificant? Fuck it, kill her anyway. How about the talk show radio host on the local radio show? Kill him anyway. You don't know how many times there's a guy here in Calgary, QR77, Dave Rutherford. And he's a lying fucking neocon scum. I've never met him. I've seen his picture, don't know what he looks like. If I ran across him in a fucking dark alley, I'd fucking do him. Right then, right there. I will not take the fucking lies, Alex. What am I going to do? Educate him? Tell him he's wrong? He's the fucking enemy. You know, I watched Truth Rising tonight. And these people, oh, I'm so fucking brave. Look at me, I'm a fucking hero. The cop's telling me to turn off my camera, and I cite him my constitutional reasons why I don't have to. That's not fucking bravery. Fuck. You know what bravery is? Assaulting a cop in front of 5 others and waking up in jail the fucking next morning with your fucking legs shackled together, your hands tied together, and then a chain going from the shackles in your leg to a fucking bolt in the wall. That's fucking bravery. That's how I fucking woken up in jail before. Was I going to take their fucking horse shit? They're beating? Fuck no. I assaulted the bastards. I don't remember exactly how many were. There were at least 4, between 4 and 6. Was I going to take it from one guy? Fuck no. Did I know that the rest were going to beat the fuck out of me? Fuck yes. And I woke up, bruises all over, black and blue, lying on the fucking cold concrete floor in Calgary fucking police station with my legs shackled together, the shackles chained to the fucking wall, and my hands behind my fucking back. What pain I didn't feel from the beating, I felt from sleeping on a cold fucking concrete floor all night. That's fucking balls. It doesn't take fucking balls to point a camera at a cop. You guys need to stand the fuck up. Now. Unless, of course, you are just part of the establishment and you're made to appear like the radical. Fuck, I was just listening to your show. I had to shut it off. I was fucking disgusted, actually, Alex. I was fucking disgusted. Your show from the 30th of July. Today. Today's fucking show. I was listening to it. And you got to the part where, you know, people call me a radical. You're not a fucking radical. A radical is waking up chained to a fucking wall in a police station. That's a fucking radical. Ooh. I asked George Bush the wrong question. It was out an hour later. Oh my God, aren't you my fucking hero, Alex? Aren't you my fucking hero? You spent an hour behind bars. I've had 30 fucking arrests. I've done time in my country. I've done time in your fucking country. And I still don't take their shit. Fucking coward. Actually, I shouldn't say that, Alex. I take it back. I don't know what you're like. And I do take that back, honestly. When the shit hits the fan, you probably will pick up a gun. You probably will fire. I don't doubt that. I do think you have a good heart. I just think that you're going to be too late. You're going to be much too late. Now's the fucking time. Now is the time. Under the Patriot Act, I'm not an American. And pardon me if I'm sniffing and coughing here. I got a really bad cold. But I'm not an American. But under your Patriot Act, what I just said, kill who you can, be it government, media, whoever. Boom. Michael Smith. Birthday, July 29th, 1968. Resident of Calgary, Alberta. I can't be hard to look up. My fucking home address is listed on my website. I don't hide behind blah, 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 Lamar Avenue or Lamar Street in Austin, Texas. No. I actually put my fucking home address on the line. Want to come see me? Here the fuck I am. Forget the fucking office. Here I am. Come visit me at home. Come drag me away. But at any rate, we cannot win this war without casualties. I don't really want to be a martyr. Then I sure the hell don't think I'm going to get 72 versions out of it. And even if I did, it still wouldn't be worth it. If I am to be a martyr, and under, like I was just saying, your Patriot Act, you know, I would be a terrorist. Well, the same thing goes under the Canadian Anti-Terrorism Act. When I talk about overthrowing the government or the people who aid and abet it, such as the media, with violence and death and blood, I am now a terrorist. I've just stood up on the fucking internet in front of all 6 billion human beings and said, I am a fucking terrorist. If I have to kill, I will. If I get the chance to kill, and I don't have to kill, but I think it might shut one of them fuckers up, I will. There, I said it. It's done. I am a terrorist. I fucking admit it. The RCMP can come arrest me at any moment's notice. They have my fucking confession in this fucking audio file. I don't give a fuck anymore. I don't give a fuck. It is time to kill. The rest of you stupid motherfuckers that think that they can educate their way out of this, it's just like the Jews. I don't know how many people seen that Rutger Hauer movie, Escape from Sobibor. And there's one scene in it, and there's all these, like, you know, sad-faced Jews slowly walking begrudgingly into the gas chamber. They know they're going to die. But, oh well, there's guys with machine guns there, so I'd just rather die and not fight. Well, that's what you're fucking preaching, Alex. You want to call yourself a radical? Stand the fuck up and tell people to kill people. Kill them! Blood! Death! Like Mark Kornke said, there's not enough moose to go around. You go moose hunting, as he was saying, he gave Canada as an example. Moose hunting licenses are very restricted because there's not a moose for every hunter. Well, the same thing applies to cops, applies to soldiers, applies to Blue Berets of the UN. There's not enough of them to go around. If everybody can kill one, a lot of people wouldn't be able to kill any because there's not enough of them. The war would be won. Fuck. The only person that I actually am starting to have any respect for in this movement is Mark Kornke, because he's the only one that's fucking head screwed on right. He's the only one who sees the logistics of it, the possibility of it, what it takes to get the fucking job done. Standing with a bullhorn shouting at fucking Geraldo Rivera isn't going to do fucking shit. I got a better idea. Run up on the stage, slam that fucking bullhorn across his fucking temple. There, no more Geraldo. That's one less voice out there giving that fucking nonsense. And that's what it's going to take. And that's what it's going to take. If you have to kill your local TV anchorman, kill him. National TV anchorman or a woman, kill him. Paula Zahn, kill her. Fucking Keith Olbermann, kill him. Rush Limbaugh, kill him. Any politician, kill him. Cop, kill him. Good cop, kill him. Bad cop, kill him. And that goes back to what I was saying about the death sentence and the innocent versus the guilty. You either, you know, an innocent person does not choose to be part of the penal convict apparatus. Every cop did, though. That's the difference. Every cop. You're not drafted into the police force. You volunteered. I don't give a fuck if you are one of the good ones. You chose to fucking serve with those lying, killing, fucking maiming, assaulting, tasering bastards. Then you're just as fucking guilty. Kill you. Follow you home. You really want to put the anguish into them? Fucking kill their kid right in front of them. Then kill their wife. Then point the gun at them. Jeez, did I just mention two innocents? Oh well, I guess it's your fucking fault for marrying a cop. That is the kind of strong message that needs to be fucking sent to these fucking scum. Not, oh, we're the textbook brigade. We're going to educate everybody. So everybody knows that they're going to die in a FEMA camp. Wow. What the fuck is that going to accomplish? Seriously, what the fuck is that going to accomplish? Not a fucking thing. It's just like in the movie The Gray Zone. It's another Holocaust movie, but I just mentioned it because it involves dying people that kind of know they're going to die. They do fucking nothing. You know, the Sonderkommando are saying, tie your shoes together so you can find them again when you get out of the shower. Well, of course, it's a lie. But what the fuck, you know? One guy stands up and he calls one of the Sonderkommando scum and a murderer and a Nazi accomplice. And while I personally don't believe in the Holocaust, for sake of argument, let's believe it's true. He's right. And he's the only guy with any balls in the fucking room. In the movie scene, there's only like four Sonderkommando in the room. And there's 150 inmates. They couldn't fucking shoot their gun fast enough and reload fast enough to save their own lives. They'd probably get about four shots off before somebody jammed their thumbs through their eye sockets. And that would be the end of it. That's what it fucking takes. You know, I watched Truth Rising. I'm so fucking angry. I see Rudy Giuliani at arm's length from the guy with the camera. Arm's fucking length. I thought, fuck. Wham! Right across the jaw. Boom! You drop. So I get 6 months in fucking prison for assault? Or 2 years? Good. Let me be the first. I don't want to be a martyr. I honestly don't. I don't want to die for this shit. I don't want to go to jail. I've been to jail and I don't like it. But if I fucking have to, I will. Because education is doing fucking nothing. Nothing! Wake the fuck up, Alex. It's doing nothing. Peter Schenck, it's doing nothing. Ogner at the Information Underground, it's doing nothing. Webster Tarpley, it's doing nothing. Eric Phelps, nothing. Michael Collins Piper, nothing. Tex Mars, nothing. Ted Pike, nothing.
It's doing nothing. Nothing. Educate them all you want. They'll be as educated as the Jews on the way to the gas chamber. They all know what's going to happen. None of them do a fucking thing. That's what disgusts me about it. It fucking disgusts me. And I don't think you're great people. Don't get me wrong. You have all those names I just mentioned. Tex Mars, right on down to you. Michael Collins Piper. Peter Shank. Fuck, Daryl Bradford Smith. All of them have taught me something. I have a sense of indebtedness to them all. They have taught me something. I'm not out to attack any one of them. But the time has come. It has come. I remember, it's probably over a year now. I wrote on my blog, on my website, when do the bullets start flying? And it's really a hell of a dilemma for me, because I do believe in Jesus Christ. I do believe He is Lord. May every knee bow and every tongue confess. It's a contradiction in my very spirit to want to kill people. It really is. On the other hand, you know, I look at the Bible and Moses killed an Egyptian and buried him in the sand for smiting a Hebrew. And he was very highly regarded by God. He was chosen by God. And all he did was, you know, he wasn't just a cold-blooded murderer when it killed for the sake of killing. It was an act of, well, not self-defense, but he was defending the innocent. And it was never held against him. I mean, you know, Moses didn't get to see the land of milk and honey for reasons other than that. But it was never held against him, that act of killing the Egyptian. And so, you know, it is a real dilemma for me, because, like I said, Christ is Lord, may every knee bow and every tongue confess. I'll never change in that regard. And for me, it does seem, I have a, it's a dilemma in my own heart, wanting to kill these bastards and, you know, in Christ saying, turn the other cheek. But something's got to be done. Christ died for my sins. That doesn't mean I have to be slaughtered to die for anyone else's or my own. Where does it say I should be slaughtered? It doesn't. I remember Alex Jones, you once said on your show, you quoted, I think it was, oh geez, this book of Luke, chapter 23, chapter 32, something like that. You know, if he has no sword, let him sell his cloak and his person, buy one. Be armed. There's no sense in being armed if you're not ready to use it. I mean, even the Apostle Peter, who cut off that guy's ear. Sure, Jesus turned around and gave him shit. But he didn't give him shit for using the sword. If you go and read the Bible, he says, you know, I'm trying to remember this off the top of my head. To paraphrase, do you not want me to drink of the cup that my Father poured out for me? In other words, Peter, you're fucking up my plans. My Father has a plan for me, and you're in the way. Please bugger off. He didn't give him shit for having a weapon. I mean, he could have done that before they even got to that town. There was nothing wrong with having a weapon. And if you have a weapon, there's nothing, you know, and Christ, you know, practically sanctioned it by not saying anything prior to that, then, you know, there is a time to use it. You know, from Ecclesiastes, there is a time for war. There is a time for peace. There is a time for love. There is a time for hate. Nothing is new under the sun. And our destruction isn't going to be new under the sun unless we're prepared to use that sword. We can't go on educating. The time has come and gone. I was listening to the Alex Jones show from July 29th, yesterday, 2008. And I missed this one. I'm a long-haul trucker. So sometimes I'm out of touch with the news and current events. You know, I kind of get my stuff a week late, or even more. And he mentions that Canada was going to introduce Internet 2 in the next month and shut down, you know, several websites in the process. Well, I can't see them letting, you know, either of my two sites, conspiracycentral.net or conspiracycentral.info, living for very long, especially after this rant. That's why I have to get it out while it is. Time is running out. We are going to have our lines of communication cut, our supply lines cut. No more Berkey water filters, Alex. You know, all the health products that Dave and Joyce sell on the Power Hour. No more info to that. No more info to anything. We have to act. We have to act now. We have to act fast, and we have to act hard. I forget his name, Alex, but you had a guy on the 29th, what was his name? I forget. And he had him on the day before, and he said, it's not often I have a guy on 2 days in a row, but he's really, really important. And actually, he had something really good to say, and I'm glad you had him on both days, because I never did get to hear him on the 28th. But if I were you, I'd have Mark Kornke on every day. Fuck Steve Watson. The guy sounded fucking stoned yesterday. Stoned, slow to speak, slow to think. Fuck him. I mean, I know he's loyal to you and all that, but get somebody on, get a firebrand on, Alex, and keep him on. I mean, I have no problem with the Watson brothers, don't get me wrong, but the only one who actually seems to have any fucking balls in this movement that I've heard, and I like to think I do, but if I don't, then the only one else that might is Mark Kornke. He's the only one saying, he's the only realist here. The only one. You can't possibly win this shit by, oh, look at this website, you know, and the towers were imploded, exploded, whatever. What the fuck is that going to do? Well, most people agree with you, and okay, well, I always knew there was something wrong with the government. Now it all makes sense. Click, click, click. Oh, hey, guess what? Survivor's on, and after that's the Big Brother show, and then they're going to watch some Simpsons in South Park. It ain't doing shit. It's not doing shit. The sheep will turn on us. The sheep will turn us in. Kill a sheep if you have to. It's time for bloodshed. It really is. I said in my blog, I'll mouse click here. Why the hell not? Click, click. My internet sucks. Oh, it's not even connected. I'm leeching internet from the hotel right now. Apparently it's illegal under Canada. It's theft of telecommunications, but fuck them. So I can't even view my own blog. But, it had to be at least a year ago. And the title was something like, When Do the Bullets Fly? And I've been feeling this way for a long, long time. But it is time to act. You know, I was just so fucking angry. Truth Rising. Holy shit. Hillary Clinton at arm's length? You got a camera in your hand? Well, that's 2 pounds. Imagine with 2 pounds, with 4 feet of leverage, your hand and your shoulder behind it, even a step forward. Take a step forward, swing your arm, and hit her with the camera all at the same time. So, you know, I'm a little guy. I'm only 155 pounds. But I know if I were to step into it, swing my arm, and put my shoulder behind it, it'd feel about 250 pounds to her. Right in the side of the head. Bang. Do it. You're in jail. Do it. Oh, well, you hit her with the camera. Do it. You know, that one little skinny kid in Truth Rising, he seems to be like one of the ones who took most of the footage. Dude, you had so much opportunity. So much opportunity. You say your friend was killed. And you've got Giuliani standing there at lunging distance. Fuck, jump him. And as you're jumping him, aim your thumbs for his eye sockets and blind the cocksucker for life. And sure, you'll get beat up on the spot and arrested. You'll probably do 5 years in jail. But he'll never see you again. Every fucking day of his life will be in blackness going, fuck, I wish I didn't do that. Look what it brought upon me. We have to make the fuckers pay. Oh, geez, you know, I don't remember which Patriot radio show I was on, you know. I was Webster Tarpley yesterday on the Alex Jones Show, July 29th, 2008. And, you know, talking about these guys, you know, will be behind bars someday chaining them. Oh, no, they won't. Pull your head out of your fucking ass. They're so protected, it's not funny. Who's going to put them behind bars? Unless you're going to get out the wrought iron and a welding machine and build yourself a cell and then go grab the cocksucker and lock him in it, they'll never be behind bars. You want them behind bars? Well, that's what it's going to take. Seizing them. You know, you get the president in a motorcade, you know, like picture Kennedy going through Dealey Plaza. You know, three or four limousines of fucking men in black. Well, that's fuck all compared to 600 bystanders. Kill them all. And then seize the president. And lock them up. Form your own court. A common law court. For and by the people. And try the motherfucker. How do you think the system is going to get him? You know, Bush will be in jail someday. You guys need to wake the fuck up. Seriously. You need to wake the fuck up. We are changed. Well, yeah, I'm sure you guys have made some changes. In people's opinions only. You've changed a few opinions. You've opened a few minds up. But it ends right there. Right there. Unless people are going to go out and take this newfound knowledge and kill the guilty bastards, you haven't made any change at all. All you've done is piss off more people that were happier living in their ignorance of bliss. That's all that's happened. You know, I could go on, I could provide other examples. I guess it really doesn't matter. I've said pretty much all I've had to say, and what I haven't said, the rest that remains unsaid can certainly be inferred from the tone of my voice and the anger in my heart and the call to violence and blood and death and all that stuff. There are not enough moose to go around, as Mark said, Mark Kornke. I would suggest everybody start moose hunting now. You know, I see a video in that Truth Rising. Visit Rockefeller at his house. Are you trying to tell me that you were within fucking 20 or 30 feet of the guy and you didn't blow his fucking head off? What the fuck is wrong with you? What the fuck is wrong with you? Seriously, 3,000 people murdered and you're too worried about going to fucking jail for the rest of your life because you just want to throw it in his face that we know you're guilty. Wake up, you fucking moron. That's not going to choose anything. It's going to change anything, sorry. That's not going to change a fucking thing. It doesn't make a fucking bit of difference. Not one. Oh, wow, look at Rockefeller. I got him in front of his house. He's scowling. What the fuck does that prove? What the fuck does that change? Now, a bullet to the head. Hey, look at that. There is no more Rockefeller. Ooh. Now you just check out the fucking guy who founded the CFR. Now you are making change. Do you guys see where I'm going with this? Giuliani at arm's length. Jump him. Drop him. Boot fuck him. One of the other things that really pissed me off about that Truth Rising movie is more like Morons Rising, because they're not doing fuck all except making a lot of noise and doing fuck all. But the one scene there was a cop who apparently looked obviously off duty, because you see a car with a minivan behind it. It's like it almost pulled you over off duty, but decided to pop it, flash his badge anyway. You know, and blah, blah, blah. And he pulls out his wallet and identifies himself as a police officer. I'm looking at the reflections in his fucking sunglasses. And there's like three of you there. And maybe others off to the side. Three of you, one of him. In the middle of fucking nowhere. Middle of nowhere on the side of a highway. Why didn't you just jump him and kill him? Right then. Right there. Kill the fucking son of a bitch. Are you guys fucking stupid? You think you're going to win by, oh no, cop, I got my right to fucking protest. You can't take my camera away and I'm going to keep filming you. That's playing the same fucking game that they play with the left-right paradigm. Except now you're being fucking good cop and they're being bad cop. There is no fucking difference. None. I saw it, at least three of you in the fucking reflection of his sunglasses. Him alone. Kill him! You guys fucking stupid? Kill him! Middle of nowhere. No witnesses. Kill him! Fuck! Fuck. We can't win this. We can't win this with people like you fucking pacifists in the movement. Imagine Patton's 6th Army in Europe. Or Monty's Army in North Africa. And the only people that they conscripted or were allowed to volunteer were pacifists. You think maybe fucking Rommel would have won in North Africa if he was only fighting pacifists? Do you think the Wehrmacht would have won in fucking Europe if Patton only allowed pacifists to fight for him? Maybe that doesn't make sense to you guys. So I'll provide a more recent example. Pol Pot in Cambodia. You know, they killed like a third to half the population. Why? They were unarmed. And two, they did nothing. If you're unarmed, as Mark Kornke said, then join the Butter Knife Brigade. You know, kind of sidle up to one. Hi, can you provide me some directions? I'm lost of a tourist in this town. And when he looks at his map, you stab him in the fucking neck and take his gun. The Butter Knife Brigade. That is what we need to start right fucking away. Alex Jones, a hero? No, he's a good educator. Does he have a pair of balls? No. He's got one hell of a fucking set of tonsils to exercise that bullhorn. But the boy has no balls. If he has balls, he'd fucking be doing time like Mark was. And even he was set up. He didn't do anything to really deserve it. But it goes to say who they view as dangerous and who they don't view as dangerous. Alex, you're not fucking dangerous. You're not dangerous. I'm fucking dangerous. I'm the one who let anyone of 6 billion people, I don't have your audience, but anyone of 6 billion people on the face of the earth can listen to your rant telling them to kill people in cold blood. Do it. Kill them. And their extended family fucking members if need be. Oh, you married a cop? Too bad for you. Boom. Maybe that'll think the next fucking wife of marrying a cop. And maybe that'll think of the next cop from joining up the police force because he'll never have a wife. The time has come. The time has come. I'm worn out. I'm presuming after this, I definitely fit every definition of the Canadian anti-terrorist law. I honestly don't know if I'll be around to run my own website anymore. But I go down, guys, on Conspiracy Central. I wish you all luck. I would encourage you guys to think about what I said. I would encourage you to reevaluate your pacifism, because there's certainly enough pacifists on my own site that think the textbook brigade has more influence than the Butter Knife Brigade. If I don't see you guys again, I languish in a yellow, or sorry, an orange suit and Gitmo. Well, peace, guys. This is Control from Conspiracy Central. Today's date is the 30th of July, 2008. Over and out.